Scorpions Avenue. If you wanna be my friend, you had better go and get a pen.
And maybe we can keep in touch.
Maybe.
Like it did. It was so long ago.
Breath. Make a wish. Count to three.
And let's go to the letters.
Yes, roar. We even had a cameo from a penny or a paler who was like, oh shit, where am I? I think I'm in the letters. And they're like, no.
I'm inside of a letter.
Who's going?
Well, who wants to go?
Well, the other person is going to get to eat while one person reads. So who wants to eat more?
I've been eating a lot. You want me to go?
Sure, you go.
Yeah, let me set this fresh pie over here. Jesus Christ.
Take a bite
she
of
knows
sandwich.
I'm dieting. She knows I'm dieting. I said, babe, for the next month, it's just turkey, stuffing, bread, carbs, and waffles.
Do not watch yourself eat. No one should ever have to eat in front of a mirror.
Take a bite. Don't perform it. Take a real,
I can't not,
honest Laura. Bite. And let me just
see. This is the most vulnerable,
like,
I've ever felt.
I know. I want to see.
And I
this
auditioned
get,
for hair.
Get to this place.
They didn't say we didn't have to be nude in the audition. I felt so bad.
Give me an Oscar worthy bite. Like,
but you said to do it natural. Am I performing or am I doing it natural?
I kind of want you to find a middle ground of two things that can't coexist.
You're a great director. What I like about Rory when he directs, he purposely doesn't relate. All right. I'm just going to do it.
He's the M.C. Escher of directing.
I'm just going to do it. I feel like we're on a first date and I'm eating in front of you.
But I didn't order any food.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is like when you're shooting a show and they go, just walk towards the camera, and you forget how to walk. Okay,
job,
here we go.
Like, tell me about your job.
I'm so glad we finally did this. Like, this is great, you know. And I've never been. I've walked by here.
Oh no!
I'm sorry.
You were right. It's bad. I'm going to get the check. I got to get out of here. What are you so nervous about? That was the most normal, just bite.
Okay, ready?
It looked good.
Let's see how it
goes.
Hold on.
Now I want you to do the bite where you're trying to really sell me that this is the best food you've ever had.
I'm so glad that you
picked this commercial.
I've never heard of this. I'm so glad that you picked this place. I'm so... That.
Have you ordered takeout from Cheesecake Factory?
Yes.
During the pandemic?
Why did you just ask me if I like rosé?
Wait, do you?
Of course.
What do you get?
Brown bread. Extra
brown
bread.
Let me ask you this. Because you know how sometimes you order from a restaurant, there's the full menu.
Thank you, Amy.
But then you get it through Postmates and they don't have everything.
That's all bullshit. Mm-hmm. I hate that.
Do you even notice at Cheesecake Factory if everything isn't available on Postmates because there's one million things available?
Cheesecake Factory menu counts as a Lord of the Rings book.
It does.
Ready?
It does.
You ready? This time, we're on a date. I don't like the food. Okay?
But you're trying, but I brought you here?
Yeah. That's great. That's great that they promoted you.
Yeah, and also this is my favorite restaurant I've ever been to. It reminds me of my childhood and everything good about my, you know, family, who I haven't seen in over 2 years, which is why I wanted to be here. Mm-hmm. Every single bite takes me there. Takes me right back home, you know, getting tickled underneath the fireplace. Sometimes in the fireplace. Obviously, it's not going, but my family always found that was one of the better tickling
spots. Nice. Yeah. Do you ever get late night pizza? You ever get like just like for the hell of it, like leave a restaurant and go get anything else?
No, for religious reasons. We don't do that. We don't eat pizza.
I knew that was in your profile, and I knew, ooh, is this Raspberry Rosemary's Watergate sound? This is the most visual podcast we've ever done, but it's also, I blame you for all this food stuff, and I still love it.
I have no apologies whatsoever. This is the live show. If someone were to listen to this later and go, yeah, but I can't see what's going on,
you could have.
You really could have.
I feel like my reactions came through the audio version.
I agree.
Because you played off it so well.
Oh, don't give me the credit.
Hashtag credit all day. Okay.
Shanley, write it down. He's getting lazy. Mm-hmm. I talk to him often, and he tells me he wants to quit.
What? He really says that to
you? Yeah, but I told him, I was like, look, if you leave...
Leave me
you
now.
You will not get paid. And he's like, you guys do not pay me. And I'm like, and if you leave, we never will. And that got him to stay.
Have you had
here
this?
Here we go.
Have you had this?
What's that?
That is, they're going to sell out of that. If that's new on the menu, they're going to sell out of that. Okay.
Brand new.
Go, hit it.
Here we go.
Okay.
Make sure I can say the name here. I've been cleared to say the name. Dear pals. What's up? I'm a paler, and it's my first time writing in. Hope you're having a good, distanced Thanksgiving week. I'm writing because this month has me thinking about traditions, which I'm sure a lot of folks are. I'm particularly missing a little Thanksgiving tradition my old roommate and I used to do. It started the first year we lived together. He moved in November, a month or so after my ex had moved out. Being two broke actors, neither of us could afford to take the time off work or travel home, so we decided to host a potluck Friendsgiving for other folks who couldn't go home. We got cheap decorations and made the place as nice as we could. I even made a little paper banner that said, Give Thanks.
Love it.
I still hadn't replaced any of the furniture my ex took with her, so the apartment was mostly empty besides a folding table for the food and a blanket in the living room for people to sit on while they ate. We dubbed it the turkey situation because neither of us had ever cooked a turkey before. Despite the lack of fanciness, it was a great time. People showed up with old family recipes. I tried to make Lebanese food for the first time because it reminded me of home. Folks came and went as they needed. Eventually, we ended up playing Twister and getting wine drunk late into the night. It was amazing. The turkey situation was a success. Of course, we hosted another Friendsgiving, Turkey Situation Part 2, the next year. It was one of my favorite traditions to have a group of people come together and celebrate like that. I think traditions made with your friends are the best kind of traditions. My old roommate moved to Arizona last year. The Give Thanks sign stayed hanging in our apartment until we moved out. It was the last thing we took down. I still have it, and it makes me think of that time, building a chosen family. I'm curious, though, what are some favorite friend tradition of yours? I'd love to hear them, especially if they have fun names. Thanks for reading, Alexander. P.S. I went to the high school with the bear attack. Legendary stuff. Hi, Adam.
Whoa.
Two bears, one letter. Hi, Adam. Hi, pen pal. Mm-hmm. No. Okay. Is there any part of this that sounds like it would be the taking down the Give Thanks sign is just like the end of an 80s movie?
Yes, 100%. Hardwood floors, popcorn ceiling.
Floors, looking back, closing the door.
Ghost in the window
fade to black,
that you only see on the VHS
credits start
version.
To roll. Yep.
Also, I'm pretty sure Give Thanks is like a Christian song I heard a lot growing up as a kid.
Can you sing just a couple bars of it? Maybe three, up to three
high.
Choruses and four verses.
I'll probably sing it. It's like, people know it. It's like, I can't do it. It's so high. It's like, give thanks, da 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 da. Give thanks. Yep, lot of C to A, lot of C to A. Have you done a Friendsgiving, Roar?
Yes.
Where? New
Love
York?
It.
Here. Both.
I think both.
Never in my life have I done a Friendsgiving.
Because you're opposed to them. You're adamantly opposed to them.
Yeah, I think it's like a sham for like runaways and ex-cons. That's...
for or train hoppers that are out there bouncing around the country.
No, you know what I love
That's
about
what a
this?
Friendsgiving is.
Did you get, unless maybe I heard it, didn't realize I heard it, or I just took it away from the letter that like the furniture is all still there, coming out of some of that, coming still coming out of some of the pain of that that lost relationship. I kind of picked up on some of that vibe. Yeah. And then also having the people in your life just step into the best of their ability.
Yeah.
Like this is, that is, so that's everything.
New roommate moves in.
Right.
Don't even know. This is what's so 80s.
And all you know is 420 friendly.
Don't even know each other.
Right.
And now they're sitting on a floor.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to cook turkey together.
Never cooked a turkey in my life.
If you did, would you brine or would you not brine? Second follow-up question, what is brining?
Right. I'm going to answer your second question with...
Emily Cox says deep fry.
Of course. She's from Indiana.
They make you do it there.
Mm-hmm. It's the only way to do it. You need something dangerous. I don't know. Yeah, I'll brine it. Is that okay? What's brine?
I'm into that. I don't know what it is. I don't know what brining
either.
And you know what? Honestly,
I should have called your bluff.
I don't think is brining deep frying?
No.
It's like basting. What is basting?
Basting's not brining, but brining can be basting.
I'm seeing some people is
don't
injecting.
Look at them. Just look
Wait,
at me.
Wait, hold on.
No, look at me.
I am looking at you.
Okay. I want us to not know what
we
it is.
We do have an American butcher available right now. Like, we have one of the best phone
friends.
Do
you know
friends.
For a fact you can brine meat?
Do I know that you can brine
for
meat?
For a fact. For 100%.
I know that you can brine meat.
Okay. Can you brine
a
bird? I
just don't know what that is.
But you guarantee you can brine a bird?
That I'm able to do it?
Yeah. No, what I'm saying. Brining happens to birds.
Yeah.
Brines beats birds. Battlestar Galactica.
Birds. What do you think brining is?
Something with like rosemary.
Is
the herb.
Is brining and basting the same thing? I'm not going to look at the comments.
I'm not looking either.
I don't want to know the answer.
I wish they stopped looking at the comments.
But I don't want them to tell me.
I think some people buy tickets to just be in a chat.
They know what it is.
Of course they know.
What do you think basting is?
Basting is with a little thing that goes like this, and you just keep opening that oven and going like that, squeezing the juices over it.
I think that's right.
I think that's right.
What is brining?
I don't fucking know. Do you want to start asking me what a roux is? Or a ganache?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know
any of that.
I know a roux is, you're doing this a lot. You're going to get a roux going.
Do you brine with a roux? Is that why you said that?
Brining with a roux sounds like a cooking show based on two of the people who died in the Hunger Games.
You're listening
Games.
To Brining with a Roux. We got DVK and RS in the house tonight. Brining with a roux. I don't know what any of it is.
I don't either. Do you want to?
Can we really dive into this?
Yeah, it's our show.
Because right now we're on the on ramp right now. Mm-hmm. We're not at the exit yet. We're going slowly up the on ramp.
Right.
Let's fucking get there.
Okay.
There are so many people. Let me say this.
Say it.
I participate in Thanksgiving.
Of course you do.
I do the turkey.
I do the dishes.
I do the stuffing. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I fully get it. I don't know that I get it.
I didn't know there was cheese whiz in the broccoli rice cheese casserole.
But I mean, people, like right now, you did not go home for safety reasons.
Right.
And that is one Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
When the anyone that is like, I have to fucking have it. I'm like, what am I missing that is so good about it? And I don't want to offend anyone. And if I do, I want you to know I do not care. But even right now during COVID,
mm-hmm.
the like, I have to go to church. It's like, right. God is giving you a free pass
because
for
the Lord can
to
do...
not listen to a dude who definitely does not know.
Right.
Why not take that?
The Lord can do everything except come to my house.
Why? Lord Why is capable can't of all the Lord things. Just come to your house? Why can't you just close your eyes on mm-hmm. some sweet ass mm-hmm. microdose?
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know that I get. Here's what I to me. Here's Thanksgiving. You can't go home. Alexander, they make the best of the situation, and they have a bunch of friends over. This is stuff that we can always do. We can always do these things.
Always.
We missed stay alive. A 40th birthday. We missed it.
Right.
I know you as well as I know you very well.
Of course you do.
I know that neither of us ultimately give a fuck that we missed it.
Right.
Like there's no part of me that is shattered.
No.
That I didn't get to have it.
No.
Because
although
you could just have it, as we've already discussed, all the fucking time.
We're gonna.
You can always have meals with people all the time.
Mm-hmm. You can have like, fucking Thanksgiving.
Well, family comes from fam, but this is the only time family can come in from all these places. Be thankful for that. Be thankful that family can only come in mm-hmm. from out of town mm-hmm. sometimes. Because
mm-hmm.
there's a good reason some of them are out of town.
Someday you're going to learn why Uncle Gary left. And when you know, you'll be okay with it. But until then, we don't got to worry about him being here at your first communion.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I also don't know that I have what a lot of people have. Like, I have a jealousy for your affinity for, you know, you have a different family situation than I do. Not that I have a bad one. I love seeing all of my family, and I would gladly do it. I just don't know that Thanksgiving is when I drop the airfare. I certainly don't do it now during COVID. But I think I'm like, Christmas.
Right.
We're talking about a different sport.
I think that there's just a lot of people who in our world and specifically our country and even our county right now who are like, oh, but not me, though.
I know.
But not me, I know. Though. It's like when you walk in and they tell, like, let's say a crowd is gathered to, like, I don't know, buy something or whatever and or, like, get the newest Beanie Baby. And they just come out like, okay, I just need, everybody needs to line up. I know you guys didn't know, but everybody needs to get over to the line to the left. There will be a portion of people who will be like, okay, yeah, but I'm not getting in that line. I just want to know, can I was here. And you're like, no. Everybody. And they're like, yeah, but not me though.
Yeah. Yes.
And they're like, yeah, yes. All these idiots need to not be going home for Christmas, but not me though.
But you don't mean me.
Right. But you don't mean me.
Certainly don't mean me.
You don't mean me.
But what is it? What is so fucking... It seems like a lot of cooking for 20 minutes of eating.
20?
15. I don't know. I eat fast.
Yeah, that is fast. Well, is the person who wrote this letter here? Can we talk to them about their...
Is anyone here?
Well, no, who wrote the letter?
Is anyone here?
Is that who wrote it? Anyone?
I don't know. They didn't put it in the...
Oh, they didn't?
The thing. No.
Damn it.
Are you heartbroken by that?
Well, I wanted to talk to them because didn't it say in there that they had Lebanese food?
Yeah.
And then
they tried to make Lebanese food for the first time.
Because this is what I always think about.
Because it reminded him of home.
Right. But that's what I always think about is like, what are other people having on Thanksgiving that I have never even thought? Like to me, this is going to sound wild, I know, but...
No, this is what I want to talk about.
When people have...
You're going down the right
when
road.
People have ham on Thanksgiving, I'm like, what? Like that even. I'm like, you guys do ham? But some people probably do meatballs, right? I bet some people do like full-on pasta dishes. So...
I'm all for all of that.
You just give me a Las Vegas buffet, like let's go to the Bacchanal of Thanksgivings at Ken and Connie's house?
I'm into... I also, Daniel, honest question.
Yeah.
The older you get, the older you get,
uh-huh.
the more aware you become.
Yeah.
The more you listen and the more realistic you become.
Right.
When you are eating that Thanksgiving meal and people are like, hey, yeah, for a long time in your brain, you're like,
I don't think the Native Americans and the Pilgrims broke bread. I don't think that. And you've thought that for a long time.
Sure.
And the more you learn about it, the more you're diving into that meal going, I don't know. You do know,
mm-hmm.
but you don't want to know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to believe. Mm-hmm. You want to live on that side of like, you were having turkey. It's fine. I think I'm just getting to that point where genocide or not, I don't know if I'm crazy about turkey.
So you're saying you're cool with a ham? You're cool with a ham?
I think that's why I'm all for like, yeah, I tried to make some Lebanese food and our friends hung out. And I'm like, that's what life is.
Yes.
Life is friends hanging out and it's...
Bring you and the people that you care about to the table and whatever they bring with them, whether that is...
Off the top of your head, Daniel, off the top of your head.
Okay.
Someone right now who is angry about masks and angry that they can't have the Thanksgiving they always want to have. Uh-huh. Right now, out of 10 Thanksgivings.
Ten.
How many of them do you think they complained afterwards or, you know, shit talk someone that was at Thanksgiving?
All of them. All of them.
All of them. All of them.
I think those same people also don't understand why they were the one who got fired from their job. They also...
For sending dick pics when you're not supposed to. Get clarification.
Yeah, get that consent. It feels better with consent.
Double check.
Mm-hmm.
Clarify if that's been okay.
I think those people constantly think everyone else drives like an asshole. I think that there are just truisms in these people's lives that they aren't even aware enough of. Everybody's always mean to them. People are always trying to screw them over. Every boss they've ever had sucks. It's all like negative, 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 negative. They're cool at Thanksgiving for about 20 minutes, and then you hope they leave.
But they're the ones fighting the most to like the have most, it.
To have it. You are exactly right about that. How are we going to own them libs if we don't have Thanksgiving?
You can't tell me that I can't walk into fucking Target.
Mm-hmm.
And shop the way I want to fucking shop.
Right.
Any other time period, no pandemic, fucking Target. They're right. Mad at
they're
Target.
They're mad at Target. Mad at it.
You take Target away, they're mad at you for taking away the thing they complain about when they can just have it.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask
I don't even know that I understand my rant for
that's okay.
Anyone who
I'm
going
to bring it
confused.
Back to you for you. For the letter thing. You're doing a Friendsgiving. Mm-hmm. Where? How do you draw the line? How do you know who to not invite to a Friendsgiving?
Oh, that's
do you tell people?
Usually, it's people that are around. You know, it's like, hey, who's not going home or traveling?
But I my fear is that you'd run the risk of having somebody feel left out that they weren't invited to Friendsgiving. Family, it's like I don't even have a choice. Yeah. These are the people. Now I'm fortunate because I love it all and it's a great time. But for Friendsgiving, I would just be so paranoid of like, did I invite everybody I could have invited to Friendsgiving? It would scare me.
Have a wedding. Have a wedding, Daniel.
Not it's, again. I'm not doing
it's
that a, again.
It's an immense pressure.
I'm not doing that for a fourth time. So
you ever had people go, oh, we're just having a small service, just family. Took the easy way out, huh? All right. You couldn't sit down, look at a guest list, and put some lines through some names? I know.
So
I
wait,
had a hard time also.
I'm going to go back to this, though. Was there anything that you think your family served at Thanksgiving that I have never seen on a table at Rochelle? Bojangles?
Growing up?
Yeah. Do you guys have a family dish that you're like, that we're
not
out
that
there
I can
with
think
this?
Of. No, I think it was all pretty, literally, meat and potatoes. Figuratively, literally.
Who wrote this? Anyone?
This is Alexander Utz, spelled just like the potato chip. Who knows?
Nice.
Who knows? Alexander might have been able to afford some furniture had that potato chip company come along a little sooner.
Well, here, I'll reveal something. So, grew up listening to a lot of country music, and I had the song
"You're Gonna Miss This" by Trace Adkins in my head. And in the song, he keeps talking about, like, "You're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast." And when we get a letter like this, and even the times of whatever people had to do right now to, like, see the people they could, whether on Zoom or the people in their household, if that was their roommates, or maybe everybody got tested within 24 hours and they said, "We'll keep our distances and still go to a park," whatever it was, go to a park, whatever.
Yeah.
Is, in what I'm interpreting, was a person still coming out of a breakup, being with a roommate that they didn't really know. There's no way they knew it at the time, but now they do, that they were going to miss that. That they were making, like, new memories and new traditions and new friendships that were like, "Man, remember when we used to do that?" And it can be born out of times that feel so chaotic or so scary. But someday you're going to look back and be like, "I miss that." Maybe not all of it. Maybe not every part of it.
It's everything, right? It's like your whole life. You don't know when you're creating these moments that you're going to miss. You don't know how much you're going to miss, you know, any of this, you know, sitting here right now. We don't know how long this lasts. But we don't know how long we're doing this.
Let's get romantical. 6 years, 7 years from now, let's say you and I have a
huge falling out.
Of course.
I didn't know where you're going.
Or let's say that things keep going well for us. We have television shows. We've both been on a CBS show for 9 years. We haven't seen any either person's show.
That'd be great.
I know.
Just some sort of procedural.
And all this stuff's going on in life. We could look back on this and be like, "Remember Pen Pals?" And, like, all those great people that would come to those shows. We did that one, like, Thanksgiving show, and everybody was eating. Like, this still, obviously not all of it, not even a lot of it, but there still could be parts of it you're like, "Remember when that was the thing we were doing?"
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say it's great right now.
You're in it. You're in it right now. Yeah.
All right. I like that letter, Roar.
I like that it's such an 80s movie ending.
Mm-hmm.
When he wrote "Take Down That Sign," it just, here's what it makes me think of. It makes me think of your own signs that you're going to take down.
Mm-hmm.
Notice when you put them up.
Yeah. Enjoy them when they're up.
Notice when you put the sign up.
Because you're going to feel it when you take it down.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's how I feel about all those Trump supporters. Hope you enjoyed those signs while they were up, because you got to take them down now. And you're going to feel that. You're going to feel that. And I'm going to stand outside on the curb.
There's no way they're taking them down. They've already etched out the zero and put in a four. There's no way they're taking them
down. Go for it. Go for it.
Well, Alex, I want to say, I don't know if it's Alex, Alexander. This is a great letter. It got sentimental for me when I first read it, and I wanted to, you know, it's also very topical. It's, you know, we're doing this Friendsgiving, you know, so it works. It's there. I appreciate the letter. Daniel and I both wish you well. Sincerely, your pen pals, Rory Van Scovel
and Daniel Van Kirk.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Pen Pals with Daniel Van Kirk and Rory Scovel.
Ooh, Rory, that felt good.
That did feel good. I want to call high school basketball games. Is that a weird goal?
Yeah, but it's what I like about it. I like goals that are very attainable, and I think you could do it.
You know what I'm going to do? You know what my main goal is? My main goal is to caddy for my daughter when she's a pro golfer on the tour.
No pressure.
We already talked about it.
Oh, she's in.
Your caddy. She said I could. So if she changes her mind when she's, you know, 20, then it's like, what was any of this for?
But she'd probably let you caddy like a pro-am. You're gonna caddy like a straight up tournament.
Yeah, like a whole season. Whole season. Whoa. Of tournaments.
Okay. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Roar, guess what? We have something fun we want to tell everybody else about. Today. Yes.
is Small Business Saturday, right? That's happening right now. And we know that we have at least...
Right now.
Or it's already over. I don't know. Depends on where you're at. But
yeah,
we know that we have at least one small business owner in our Penny Pal or Patentrion place.
Penny's and Pallerverse.
Sue's from Three Best Bakery, who, guess what, Rory, sent us cookies. Are you ready for this? I know. Can you believe it? She sent us cookies. Can you believe it? Rory, look at this.
Yeah.
2020, yeah. Pals Giving,
Daniel. Oh, I love that tablecloth.
I've got another one, Rory. I know. Look at this. Ready?
No way. Same thing, but my name? No.
Yes, dude. I told her three times, don't do it. Okay, then you ready for this last one? There was also ones for Noah and for Lissa. Here we go. Why won't this open? You're going to like it, Rory.
Okay. I love that shape.
Happy Thanksgiving, Elliot.
Oh, my gosh.
Look at it, Roar.
No way. That is so good.
I know.
Man.
And then there's some little stick in here. I think maybe she can paint your own cookie.
So she can tell you about it?
What?
Can I tell you about it?
Oh, my God. Yes.
No.
God?
I'm sorry, Daniel.
Jesus, are you there?
I know. I'm so sorry.
It's me, Chelsea. All right, Sue. Yeah, turn it on. Okay.
Hi.
Hi. Way to worm your way into the
show.
That
is so good.
Oh, you're so sweet. Okay, so the cookie for Elliot is a paint-your-own cookie. So there's a little edible paint palette in there and a little paintbrush. So you just dip the paintbrush in water, and then she can paint it and then eat it.
She can eat the brush?
Well, not the brush.
Okay, so eat the brush. Let her eat the brush because...
If she eats the brush and something happens, can we sue?
Yes,
can
Rory.
I would prefer you not to.
Please don't sue.
It would be a very small settlement. So you won't get much.
Suzanne,
cookies.
Did you take part in Small Business Saturday?
I did.
How did it go?
I did great. I sold out like 2 hours early and had to close.
That's wonderful.
That's great.
That's the best.
That's the best.
You're going to like this then, because Rory and I are going to take place in Small Business Saturday too. If any of our Pennies and Pallers own a small business, you can email thepenpalspod@gmail.com. Look at Noah got his. Look at.
No.
Yeah. Can Noah eat the bubble wrap?
Can he sue?
So many cookies. Thank you so much. You sent me 4 bags of cookies. And this special one. Thank you so much.
Oh, no. You're supposed to share those with us.
No, everybody gets 4 bags of cookies.
Wait, that's why you had to close. You got to keep some of these cookies. At least just send them to me.
So what we're going to do is, if you are a penny or a paler and you have a small business, email us thepenpalspod@gmail.com. And we are going to start putting a small business ad into our episodes. So it should be about 15 seconds long. I don't know if we're going to read it or if we want them to read it. We haven't even talked about that.
Yeah, send us some talking points, but also we could just talk. We obviously love to talk.
And we want to start promoting the small businesses of our pennies and our pallers in the actual episodes of the show. They'll drop with the other commercials.
Yes.
And they'll get skipped over just like all the other commercials. But your commercial will be one that gets skipped over.
They're going to be in there.
So Suze, I'm so glad you had a great Small Business Saturday. Thank you so much for these cookies.
Thank you. Thank you every single time. They're the fucking best. Thank you. And for this, Elliot, I'll send you a thing of her painting it. It's me. I don't even give it to her. I'm like, I love this.
You're eating the brush.
Yeah.
Okay.
And just to real quick before we get to the next letter, Travis as well, American Butcher, you guys know him from a while back on this show, who's a butcher in the Seattle area, who I can only imagine what this entire pandemic and especially this time of year is like. But Travis also hit us up with info about your spot so we can put it in there and put it in our ads. He might be like, we're doing just fine. I would love it if fewer people came in here to buy.
Please leave me alone.
Please tell people to stop. We are we're out of meat. We've sold out of everything.
We talked about a Hoosiers watch party. The other thing we should tell everybody right now, this link is going to be in the chat. This is, like, I guess we're still part of the commercials, but January 2nd is the next live Pen Pals. We're going to do a New Year party with the Pen Pals on January 2nd. And I believe, how do we do it, Liz? That, like, if you buy tickets between now and 8 a.m. LA time, 20 people will randomly be selected to win free entry into the pre-show hang and a live Palpitantrion recording.
Palpitant.
You know what we might do too, Rory? Maybe we'll do a thing where, like, we just pick two people to win a couple free pieces of merch if you buy tickets between now and 8 a.m. And we'll send them to you, so you'll get them.
I love it. Look, I'm still in shock that we have merch.
So am I. It doesn't feel real. When I saw the store, I was like, I felt like when Pinocchio realizes he's a real grown man. The last thing for me.
And he's like 60 now and he's still like, I can't fucking believe it.
I am a real boy.
I'm a real boy. Sir.
No one believes you about the whale.
I was in it.
Sir. 12/12 is the live dial at People Town. We're going to be raising money for charity and have a great time with Gareth and Dave. And then if you're a Dumb People Town Patreon member of the certain level, you get to be a part of a live Zoom show of a mini episode with the Sklars and myself, and the guest will be Jeff Tice. That's if you're a city council member or higher. And then I have the Hub City Shows Movie Club on 12/11, along with the Game Night Winners Circle on 12/11. 12/17 is Camp Night. And bingo, let's close out the year together on 12/30. Okay. Roar.
That was a lot.
I know, but because this is us trying to hang with people during all this.
I never have any announcements. I got nothing going on.
That's not true. You should be promoting.
I got nothing, Daniel.
You should be promoting dads. People should be watching Robbie. If they are gonna break all of the stay safe rules and be with your family, at least watch Robbie together.
Watch Robbie.
Okay. Is that all you got?
All right, here we go. Here we go.
Okay. Here we go.
Round two.
Dear Roar and Dan, do not
like
it.
That is correct.
Nope.
Could have put the Y in there, but, you know, why? Why?
If when we die, we can look at any event throughout history and see how it objectively happened, what event would you see first? I love this show with my whole heart. I've cried laughing on my balcony while you guys go off on a tangent, that'd be a Roar rant, and gotten emotional hearing you talk about your family's relationships and loss on drives homes from work. Love you both. Okay, Roar, we're going to get out here with a little does this count as not existential? What would you call this sort of thought? Just some sci-fi banter? If you could look at any event throughout history and see how it objectively happened, what event would you see first? Now, I feel like initially a lot of people would go 11/22/63, right? You could just...
My brain does go there.
You would be like, I can see exactly how that happened.
I want to know.
But could it be anywhere? Like, could you go see Neil Armstrong on the moon? Provided that even happened.
We are that type of show.
Are we saying, like, of all space and like, could you watch the Big Bang?
You're allowed to see any event. You're allowed to see any event. You know, there's a part of me that hopes that when you die, you can, it's almost like VR. You can go anywhere and you can witness any moment in time.
If time is a human construct and if you die, you live on but are no longer human, wouldn't time no longer apply to you?
Yes, time probably doesn't exist.
So maybe you could. Did you see Ghost Story?
No.
Oh,
I saw Ghost. Roar. Now, is that similar?
It's the sequel to
Swayze.
Ghost Story. Yes.
Ditto. Remember Ditto?
Yeah. You in danger, girl. Of course
he
I
said,
remember.
He said Ditto.
Mood, man.
And that's when Demi Moore was like, what?
What?
What? What? What?
No, she goes, he says he loves you. And she goes, he never say that. He said Ditto.
I thought
he said
about
Ditto.
This today.
He said Ditto. And then the penny
the
goes
ditto,
up the wall.
Whatever
oh,
Ditto.
Oh, my God.
I know. And then she knows for sure. And it's like, ah, Demi.
when those little shadow characters that all looked like the boogeyman from Nightmare Before Christmas would come up out of the cement.
Can I say something?
You can say anything.
Oh my God, that always terrified
Terrified me.
I lost my virginity.
Okay.
Doing a clay thing. Also, like that was how I lost my virginity. I was doing clay with
someone. I've never wanted you to not sensual. Be lying more. And you are lying. And I wish to God you weren't.
Don't you wish Rory, there was someone in this world that lost their virginity the way Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore had clay sex.
Rory Van Scovel, if you told me that you lost your virginity ghost style, then I know the answer to what historical event would I go objectively watch. Are you kidding me? If I could watch you make some potted clay and get it on for the first time, I'd be so proud of you.
And that's your first time having sex.
And my first time watching. Rory.
That is amazing.
Oh, I say this when I only ever say this when I mean it with my whole heart. Put that in a script. A kid who's obsessed
put
with making
that in something.
His or her first time be a replication of Ghost.
Yeah. Yeah. And the girl, like he saddles up behind the girl to do the hand thing, and she's like, What are you doing?
I'm gonna be honest. I thought
he's like, like Ghost.
You
like
haven't
Ghost.
Seen Ghost? Like
she's like, this is like the physical version of sending a dick pic. Can you please back
also,
off?
Also, there's a and lot
he's
of other people.
Ghost. He's like, what's a dick pic?
There's a lot of other people in this class right now. I thought you were gonna say you lost your virginity in a movie theater while Ghost was playing, which still would put you at like 12.
I mean,
but that's if it's a movie theater. You go on VHS? I believe that could have happened in 1998, 97.
Sure.
A little Unchained Melody for Rory Scovel. Okay.
I would want to see the Kennedy assassination.
You would. You only get to pick one.
See, that's what I hate.
Oh, maybe you don't, though. I'm just saying that for our conversation.
I want to pick so many.
Like, would you watch, like, people think like, oh, I'd watch The Beaches of Normandy. No, you wouldn't. You would be there for 10
Not
seconds,
at all.
And then you would
be like, get me out.
Yes. Yes. There is, you don't want to.
The horror. Let me throw this at you, because I thought of a fun one.
Okay.
USA beats Russia, ice
now
hockey.
That is a good one. Do I get to also watch Kurt Russell's speech?
Yes.
I'm going to tell you right now, boys.
Isn't that a fun one?
I'm going to tell you right now. We play them 10 times. Maybe we lose 9. But one time we win. Today's that day. Oh, and then they go out. I watched that movie by myself, back row at the movie theater, lost my virginity, cried so hard.
Virginity?
Yeah, dude. You never. That's when you lose your virginity at a Journey concert. You know, it's your virginity. When the lights.
It's when you listen to Journey while watching Miracle. My virginity.
Mm-hmm.
Give me like a fun one, like the
that's
thing that
really
to be. You know
good,
what I'd love to do? I'd love to like
really
one
good.
Night at like Studio 54.
That's really good. But it's objectively, which I think means you don't get to
participate.
Yeah, you have to Ebenezer Scrooge.
God!
Right.
Now I hate this letter.
But you don't need to
Where's
participate.
The cream corn?
You don't need to participate for the Miracle on Ice. That's what's a great call about that.
You get to just watch it. Because my brain immediately goes to like negative, sad ones.
I know, but now you got me thinking about like all those games from The Last Dance. Like, do you watch Jordan like just take over Madison Square Garden?
Yeah.
Do you go watch Star Wars like premiere, like the very first night open, it just like blew all those kids' minds. And like they were like, what? Like, do you be are you a part of that?
Yeah.
Oh. Or like, what if you go to New York City for the like World War II victory parade, just like all of that like groundswell of like positivity and emotion and
yeah,
it's over.
Yeah.
These are good, Roar.
Or just the Oscars. Just any of the Oscars.
Any of the Oscars.
Someone's got the worst answer.
The Grammys.
The Creative Arts Emmys. The ones that they don't
televise. The first Grammys.
Right.
What?
But like, would you watch Hendrix at Woodstock?
Woodstock is a great one. Man.
Miracle on Ice, though, is really good. Okay, the person who wrote this is supposed to be here.
I kind of want to keep... Do we have to stop? I want to keep naming...
No, we can keep going, but let's bring them in. Maybe they have one.
Oh, yeah. What am I talking about?
They didn't sign off, but they should know if I read their letter. Now, I have their name in the email. How do we know? Message Lissa.
Highway run.
Or just turn your mic and camera on if you know. Okay, here we go.
To the midnight
sun. What is up? The book was better if we're talking about 11-22-63. Okay, I'm going to let you introduce yourself so you can use a fake name if you want.
Hey, guys. How's it going? I'm Belle, and this is my wife, Amanda.
Hi, Amanda. Hi, Belle.
Hello.
All right, Belle. So how long have you had this conversation going on in your life? Is this new or years old?
A year and a half.
Okay.
Are we outside of the rules? Are we within? Are any of these answers within the rules of what you envisioned?
Well, like the way I think about it is, you can see any events in history. Like you get the history of real. Just what are you going to look at first?
What, you don't get to go there?
Yeah, you get to like be there.
Be there. Like, you're at it.
Can you only choose one, or can you choose more than one? Like, is it unlimited? You got like a fast pass.
Penny, you got the whole.
I love that we put up so many self-enforced rules of what our Bell's like. No, you can pick literally 20 if you want.
We like parameters, Rory.
I need to know where the walls are.
Okay, Bell,
so you guys obviously have.
Yeah, I'm taking. You've had bite.
You've this got time, some good answers.
I'm so about the food.
You're what?
I said I'm taking.
Everyone, watch Daniel. Everyone, watch Daniel.
This time, I'm so about the food. Like, it's fine. It's like okay. Airport chilies.
Okay.
Yeah, we think about like we talk about we'd go back. I tell her like childhood stories that are hilarious, and I wish she could see them how it actually happened.
Oh, you're going personal.
Yeah. So your answers are incredibly personal.
Some of them. I also like JFK, the Serial podcast. I'd love to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it so strange that like. All three of us, four of us. I mean, I don't know if you have the same answer, but the JFK thing.
Because it's a big question mark.
Why does that pop up so much?
It's a big ass question mark. That's why we're like, yeah. I would then know. Like, I'm done with this fucking question. We all know the CIA killed JFK. Like, we know it, but you want to know it.
You
want to know it in a new way. You want a new Noah.
You want a new Noah know it. Mm-hmm. You want Noah to know it. Mm-hmm. You want new Noah to know it.
You want him to know.
wouldn't you guys want to go to like concert tours that you missed, you weren't alive for and stuff like that?
Yeah, I think sometimes a question I like will sometimes do is like band you could see. I know we've all done this, but like band you could see alive or dead.
Okay, so in the movie Rocket Man, I thought what must it have been like to be at the Troubadour that night that Elton John came out and started playing? Like, and he just ripped the fucking paint off the walls. Like,
and the Troubadour on the back wall, you're 15 feet from the stage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you performed there?
No, I've been there. But I
performed there once, so it feels like it's so tight and so tall at the same time. It's you're in like in a silo, it almost feels like. But when I saw that movie, I was like, fuck, if you were in the Troubadour that night when Elton John, like, ugh.
Daniel and I saw Elton John on his Farewell to the Yellow Brick Road tour at the Staples Center. And it was such a fun, great concert with the strangest ending I've ever seen. Elton John in a sweatsuit on like a slow platform. Slowly
looking like the happiest grandma in the world,
so slow, and he's like holding a railing and he's just waving. It was so bizarre. It was like the weirdest, like, and that's the last time I'll see him live.
It looks like
moment.
How they must like the Hall of Presidents. Like, it looked like they were taking an animatronic thing that was still working, like mid performance. But it was 3.5 hours. We say all that to say it was 3.5 hours of him completely crushing. So
what concerts for you guys? Or is Amanda right? Is that right?
Yeah.
Do you have also, is the JFK thing for you as well?
Yeah, I think for me, it would be a lot of like, not so much concerts, but like the infamous Patterson Gimlin's Bigfoot sighting, like to be there.
Yeah,
be like,
that's a good one.
That's a good one.
Stuff like that, you know, happened a long time ago that people still argue over. I'd love to know once and for all.
Is it weird, guys? I'm asking all three of you. Is it weird that like horrible things keep popping into my head and then I go, I don't want to see that. Like it pops up, but then you think about it and you're like, I don't want to see the Challenger explode. Why would I go to like?
Right. Or like, I would think like one big mystery for a lot of people is like the JonBenet Ramsey case. And it's like, I would love to know what happened, but also like, can I live knowing what happened?
The OJ.
OJ, right. Yeah. God.
Well, because he didn't do it.
Why do we go to horrible ones? You don't want to see those.
I know you don't want to see those.
Yeah, but then you're like, but you do. You want to know.
Rory, I think your Miracle on Ice is a great one.
I just think that would be like exhilarating. Let me ask you this, Belle. Can you live in it? And you're just a person who's there. You're just a person who's there. I just want to wear those clothes. Yeah, you know what I mean?
That'd be great. That'd be so exciting. Like, you know, wouldn't you go back and watch yourself do stand up for the very first time? Like,
I would. That's a really good one. I mean, it would be awful and I would cringe the whole time, but it would be fun to know what it really felt like.
How much of your first set do you remember, Roar?
My very first time I got on stage, I there was a piano. And I knew how to play the song Colorblind. And I said, this is every Counting Crows song you've ever heard. And I just named things.
This isn't a mic?
Yeah, it was like an open mic poetry night. And I did stand up. And I just named things from like autumn, you know, like burnt orange lattes. I just said all that stuff while playing. I did have a joke that was like, if you are asking for money, why not stand outside of a church instead of a bank? Or stand outside of a bank. No, stand outside of a bank instead of a church. I can't remember which.
Go where the money is.
Yeah.
I have my first set list written down and I framed it. And so I still have it. And believe it or not, from that first set list, I did the flea markets bit, which ended up on my album.
Yeah.
But
I love that.
Yeah, that would be crazy to go back to Comedy on State in Madison and see myself do stand up. Oh, half of it is just straight garbage. I think I brought somebody on stage at one point, Rory.
Always do that. It's a great time.
Don't
killer.
Do it unless it's a good bit. But there's
no
way.
Oh, I saw someone put Michael Jones put Proms in there. God, to go back, there are like moments.
Yeah,
I know what you mean about moments in your life where you want to show someone your life. I think about this all the time. Like when a song comes on, you're experiencing nostalgia, and you really wish the person. You wish you could take them there or like share this feeling with them. And the reality is, I think this is the reality. While those emotional moments of our past is probably, you know, so relatable to all of us, the way it makes us feel and what that moment was is so hard to communicate what it feels or is that you kind of can't, it's almost like there aren't words to describe. Why, and then you do what I do oftentimes, which is I blow up. Oh my God, that night, the first time I got high, and you're like, because you're just wanting to pull them into it so badly. But you know, even now at 40, I feel like I've only halfway learned. You just can't pull people into what that felt like or what it is. I would say honestly, the closest that we can probably get is Daniel's very descriptive moments of being in Rochelle. I feel like that's because we see it. It's almost become like a story we've heard and we can see it in our mind. We've pictured it. It's always this location, but yet still how that feels to you, Daniel, we can only kind of assume maybe it's like how we feel about something, but even then we can't ever like line it up, you know?
But Belle, like you doing personal stuff, like I'll get real with everybody. If I could go back to like 1985 and watch
the year
myself,
Back to the Future came out.
Yeah, yeah. Watch myself fish with my grandpa.
Yeah.
All day.
Yeah.
All day.
Yeah.
All day on repeat.
Yeah.
Just over and over. Do that in a heartbeat.
There is something about seeing family when they're younger now that you have hit those ages.
Oh, yes.
you know, they can go back and see your parents. Sorry, what'd you say?
Meeting your dad or something, like when they were
literally like Back to the Future. Like, what were you like in high school? I think that actually is what motivated that script, is Bob Gale and Zemeckis talking about what would it be like to meet your parents if you could go back and see them in high school.
And then have your mom sexually assault you.
Yeah. And that's the second thing they thought of, like, the second moment.
What if my dad was a sex offender who watched my mom without her consent, and then my mom was like a non-consenting sexual person?
Yeah. And they were like, how will everyone feel about this? And they were like, well, if we fire Eric and hire Michael,
it'll fly. It'll all McFly.
They'll feel better.
It'll all McFly.
Oh, man. I love questions like this. I love these kinds of, like,
me too.
What would you watch? What would you do? I mean, standing on the moon and watching them land, assuming that happened.
I know.
Like, just being there to, like, and also they see you, like, oh, shit. It's like fucking Superman all of a sudden.
If you could go back and be there the night that Kelly Clarkson won it all, like,
honestly, I didn't have the courage to say it, but that was my
first.
That
was it. I mean, you're more of a Taylor Hicks guy, so that's big of you to admit that.
That is exactly right. I'm still very Clay Aiken.
Even though he didn't win, you're anti.
Can you, like, remember how, like,
Reuben,
huge that was?
Huge. Took over everything.
I keep trying to think of soccer games.
I mean, the Women's World Cup, although we kind of were there in 2012.
I don't know that I nothing like pops out of my head as like, oh, that great game or that great.
I'm sure there's people yelling at me in the chat like, you're not going to go watch the 85 Bears. I'm like, nah. You know what I'd be more apt to do is go watch them film the Super Bowl Shuffle. Like, be in that room when they thought this was a great idea.
Yeah.
But dude, what about golf, dude? You could watch Nicholas or Tiger, like.
I don't know. I don't know that I
or Greg care. Norman collapse and Nick Faldo come all the way back from 6 strokes down on Sunday to win it all. Or maybe you don't watch golf. This is golf stuff I'm talking about.
I'm not a golf guy. I'm just not. I'm not a golf guy.
All right. I love this.
Yeah. This is a great letter. This is, I love this kind of shit when we can just hypothesize.
I talked about it.
Bell, yeah. I appreciate it. Hey, where are you at, by the way? Where are you located in this world?
Orange County, California.
Oh, thanks.
Just right,
man.
Right down the road.
Yeah, holding it down. Well, thanks so much for listening, dude. Sincerely, we wish you well.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Roar.
Your pen pals, Rory Scovel
and Daniel Van Kirk.
It wasn't so long ago. Stop and